Grand Rising. This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast, and this is your girl, Aaliyah Nico. It's about 8:05. It is the first official day of fall. Yesterday was actually the first day of fall, but I say September the 23rd is the first day of fall. I've always known it to be the first day of fall, so we're going to roll with that. But it's actually September the 22nd, which was yesterday. I'm here in Houston, Texas, and it was raining for the last couple of days. We have Tropical Storm Beta, if you will, that really pummeled the rain on us. And so please keep us in your thoughts, in your actual manifestations, prayers, meditations, and so forth. The reason why I came on here is because I've had a lot of things on my mind since the last podcast. First and foremost, I would like to give a shout out to Brandy Vernardo of the Brandy Was Here podcast. She was so gracious to have me as a guest on her podcast on episode 4 and episode 5. Also with the young lady, Samantha, from Oakland. And her tag is Got Sam. And Brandy's tag on Instagram was at Brandy Was Here. Don't mind the people outside blowing some dirt around, y'all. Y'all gonna hear that in the background. We gonna keep this authentic and real today. Okay, so this is the deal. I've been thinking a lot about accountability. I've talked about this in my podcast in the past. I've spoken about a lot of different issues that go on with us. And, you know, the premise of my podcast was always to tap into the frequency of your dopeness. Who are you? Being okay and being good and being satisfied with where you are, but always wanting to attain your greatness and catapult your greatness in higher ways, in solution-based ways, in ways that will magnify your light to other people, but being confident in where you are right now. Not being stagnant in your comfort zone, but being good with where you are, so you're able to understand that you are a child of the Most High and you are a manifestation of greatness. However, I'm having some difficulty right now looking at social media, hearing things in the media right now. You know, it is a lot going on. 2020 has been an influx of so many different issues, so many different everything's been very shaken up. And reason being is because when you're at the end of an era, when you're at the end of an age, things start to shake up to transition into whatever is to come. Nothing stays the same. The most constant thing in this life is change. So with that, we have to learn how to adapt and proceed forward, but be the best versions of ourselves. I.e. being still dope as fuck, despite whatever you're going on, was ever going on right now. But one thing that I want to talk about is the accountability factor. As you guys know, I often refer to myself as an Aboriginal American woman. We've been told we're African American, but I'm not African American. I'm Aboriginal. I'm indigenous to the Americas. My bloodline proves that, etc. That could be characterized as quote unquote black people. But I want people to dig deeper and find out more about themselves so they can really know who they are. And also not only know who you are, but be able to tap into the God inside of you, because I think that that's something that we're so separated from. We're so accustomed to looking outside of ourselves instead of looking inside of ourselves. That's why a lot of us deal with self-esteem issues and so forth. But the accountability factor, what is accountability? What is that? How does that feel to you? A lot of times it's a very lonesome place. You'll find yourself, if you look around right now at the people that are in your life, how many times do these people, and I'm saying past friends, associates, peers, romantic involvement, and so forth, what is the main thing that is an issue in any of the relationships that you've ever had in your life? 9 times out of 10 is people owning their shit. What do I mean by that? There are so many folks lying to themselves about each and everything in their life because we've been conditioned to lie. What is a lie? A lie is when you fabricate a truth because you're not willing to deal with the circumstances of that said truth, i.e. you're not self-aware enough to know that you are in control of the life that you possess. You're in control of your thoughts, which become things. You're in control of the things that you project with your mouth. You are in control of the thoughts and the feelings that you have. You can be triggered, but don't stay in that place. You can be provoked, but don't stay in that place. Understand how to harness and transmute that energy to turn it into something greater for others and yourself, most importantly. But that accountability factor has been plaguing our people in particular for a long time. I pride myself in accountability. I've always been pretty accountable for my actions. I can remember when I was a child, when I would do something wrong, I would put myself on quote unquote punishment. What would I do? I would go in my room. Sometimes I would read. I would be to myself. I would isolate myself and recalibrate. At that time, I didn't know how to articulate it. But looking back, as a now 37-year-old approaching 38 in the next 4 months, year old woman, I can honestly say, four or five months, and then in next year, in February, approaching 38, I find myself back in revisiting my inner child and that inner little Aaliyah Aniko who used to go in her room and isolate herself, listen to music, read books, organize, do all these different things, collect her thoughts, imagine, and, you know, really think about her actions and how she wanted to proceed forward. I always felt I had a lot of people around me as far as friends, but I learned that these people were not necessarily friends. They were just peers that were in my life for that time to teach me whatever that is that I needed to know at that particular time. I like isolation, but I also like being around people. But one of the main things that has always been an issue for me is the lack of accountability of other people. Because I was so accountable, I was willing to look inward. And I noticed that people that I was around was not doing that. That can be very, very, very isolating. Because sometimes when you have to face yourself and you have to face what's going on with you, it causes you to go inward to the point to where you have to be isolated and where you have to be around just yourself. And it is a choice. You can absolutely go out here in these CV streets if you want to. You know, there's absolutely something going around. To me, it's more energetic than it is actually physically impairing. And of course, a person would be physically impaired by CV. I'm talking about the current circumstances as to why we were, quote unquote, quarantined in the first place. But there's a lot of reason why you would consider yourself subject to isolation, especially right now when you are accountable. because you have it makes you deal with yourself. You know what I mean? Our people collectively lack thereof. I see many different viral posts talking about the media, talking about our women, talking about our men, talking about our families. I am in no way discriminatory against people. I love people. However, I'm a discerning spirit, and I'm not going to be around bullshit that is not going to serve me for my highest and greatest good. I'm also not going to be around people that are not accountable for their actions. It's counterproductive, and it does not help me be a part of a conglomerate of folks that are looking to harness their inner self in order to magnify their light and be the best versions of themselves for themselves and other people in families, as wives, mothers, sisters, colleagues, businesswomen, influencers, whatever you want to call it. So as of late, I've been having these epiphanies about, you know, accountability, value, lack thereof. And last week, the launch of Brandy's Brandy was here. The @Brandy_ that is her tag on Instagram. When I was on her podcast, the name of the podcast was Legendary Authenticity. In order to be authentic, to be truly authentic, you have to be accountable for yourself. You have to be accountable for your actions. You have to be able to tell what you've been through and how you've been benefited through it. And it's going to resonate with some people, but it's not going to resonate with everybody. Because if a person doesn't understand value, doesn't understand the key word of this podcast, accountability and so forth, then they're not going to get it completely, fully, truly, solely, fully. I find myself often recounting the days of my childhood, that little girl that had once been bullied, that had what she thought were friends, but I can't say. And the levels of ascension that I've gone through each year of my life. I remember it was a period of time when I didn't want to be around certain types of people, and I didn't understand why. And I atoned that to, that to being shy. But really, my spirit wasn't resonating with those particular people. Inherently, I mean, obviously, I didn't know it at the time. But looking back on things, I was like, you know, my spirit wasn't rubbing this shit. It wasn't rubbing me the right way. You know what I mean? I remember when I was a little girl, I think I was about 6 years old. And I remember my parents took me to the Boys and Girls Club on 43rd Street in Kansas City, Missouri. And I remember I was wearing a pink and white outfit. And I did not want to go to that shit. Oh my God, I did not want to go. I was a very shy little girl. And I remember them calling me Pinky. Because I had on pink and white. I remember that outfit. It was polka dot and stripes. And I had pink pants on. My mom really dressed me cute all the time. And I remember going in there, and I remember my first interaction with those kids, and it was just such a weird. Kids are very sensitive. You need to pay more attention to your children if you have them, if you have nieces and nephews, or if you're older grandchildren, or even if you're an actual parent, you know, your kids. Because kids can feel energies that you don't think that they can feel. Which is why right now they're pushing this pedophilia thing so heavy. And they're pushing, the talk of adrenochrome and all that other stuff, because children are very pure. So they understand energies that us regular people, us tainted folks, older folks, don't necessarily feel unless you return to that inner child, or return to your sense of isolation and you know, talking with source and so forth. And I remember just being a part of a whole bunch of people and me, my mouth becoming filthy. I remember my first curse word was motherfucker. I remember that shit. Like, and if you got kids around, put them away. They don't need to hear this. But, you know, for the adults that are looking to ascend higher and looking to become better, you know, just keep listening, because I'm going somewhere with this. I remember my first altercation with people. I remember my friends, when I went to Catholic school, isolating me because I was very vocal. My throat chakra was activated, honey. And I remember being very honest and being very truthful, which is also a sense of accountability. It wasn't me tattletelling or telling on people. It was more so me being honest. And I remember how isolating that was. And oftentimes people call folks later on in their years the honest ones, the ones that where their throat chakra is very activated and they're very, 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 very talkative, but they speak truth. They call them crazy, the crazy ones. Your Kanye West, your militant people, your quote unquote conspiracy theorists. These are people that may think on a deeper level, may not know how to articulate it, may be so accountable for themselves and speaking their truth so much that they have to project it, you know, just so they can get out their thoughts and think clearly. And maybe, just maybe, that'll be something that will resonate with someone else's spirit, and those kindred spirits can meet and create beautiful things, whether that be through business or love or whatever the case may be. Accountability, accountability, accountability. When we were kids, we weren't really taught to be accountable fully. We were taught to tell the truth, be honest, but we weren't told why. We weren't told that when you tell the truth, we were told the very cliche saying, if you tell the truth will set you free, which it will. It will set you free. But we weren't told that when you tell the truth and you are a person who abounds in truth, a lot of times that can be a very, very, very lonely or lonesome place. You'll find yourself alone. If you're not accustomed to not being around yourself and not being dealing with certain things that have gone on with you presently as well as in the past, you can find yourself by yourself dealing with that. And I, for one, have been a proponent of this whole isolation thing this entire time. In fact, I was probably one of the most positive people to my audience on Instagram. And because that's where I frequent as far as my social media presence. I do have a Twitter at Ilea Nico as well, where I share more verbal thoughts, written verbal thoughts. But
my Instagram is where I definitely was tapping into more of the positive aspects of everything going on right now. Looking inward, dealing with self, getting your health together, reading more, paying more attention to you and your individual place. If you are a person that is a loner, and even for those who were in relationships or in families, teaching them to know how to interact with one another. it's a beautiful thing, because you get lessons in accountability. You talk more, you communicate, you express your thoughts. For those who are not, don't have people around them, more of in a meditative state or in an ascending state. Because obviously, when you hone in on self, you find yourself to be even more accountable, because all you have is you. Sometimes being a person who abounds in the truth and abounds in value of self and being accountable, it can make people upset. What I mean by that, and y'all know, if you tell the truth in your family, you know there's this one person who gets upset. For instance, I was told last week, or over the weekend rather, on the podcast, on the Brandy Was Here podcast, please, please, please go and listen to her podcast. It's amazing. The entire podcast, not just the episodes that I'm featured on, the entire thing. It's really good. Rate, subscribe, definitely leave a wholehearted comment, and definitely engage with her. She's a wealth of knowledge on Instagram. When I was on that podcast, I sent the message that I was on a podcast to several different people, close loved ones, close friends of mine, colleagues and so forth, to take a listen to it and give me some active feedback. I spoke of things that were my truths, because I believe, again, like I told y'all, what is the key word? Ding, ding, ding. It's accountability. So therefore, with me abandoning accountability, that means I'm always going to be real with myself, and I'm always going to be real with the things that I say. I'm never going to tell you guys things that don't make, well, it might not make sense to you if you're not on that frequency, but I'm not going to tell you things that are not going to assist you in whatever, on whatever path that you're on. Because you got to understand, if you're listening to something or you find yourself somewhere, it's because you're supposed to be there. Everything is divine, and divinity is our birthright. Divinity is balance. Going back to what I was saying, though, I told my mom, I was like, hey, you know, listen to my podcast. She's the sole caretaker of my two elderly grandparents. So she is really busy all the time. But she told me that she listened to part of the podcast. I know she ain't been taking the time for herself to listen to anything or do what she's supposed to do, because she's been working with my grandparents so heavily. The subject of one of my conversations, actually listened to the podcast, a family member that I really don't resonate with, that is a toxic individual, and I spoke my truth on the podcast. My mom told me that another family member told her that said family member decided that she wanted to be upset. She listened to it and started crying, and everybody is like, I don't understand why y'all don't get along, and A, B, C, D, and E. But they negated to tell her where she was at fault, because this person is a very toxic individual. And I've spoken on this person before on my podcast. She lacks accountability to the highest degree. Highest degree. I've never seen anything like it in my life. In fact, I would have to say that out of everybody in my life, I've never in my life thought that I would be around a person who purposely does shit to hurt people and is not willing to take accountability for her own mental health. And no one tells this person this. And it's sad, because in families, we find ourselves so busy, you know, jumping on the person who tells the truth instead of the person who needs to deal with their own truths, if that makes sense. So anyway, so my mom, she tells me, oh, she heard the podcast and she called the other family member and she was all crying on the phone and yada, yada, yada. And I don't understand why y'all can't just work this shit out. I'm tired of it. Well, how do you think that that makes me feel, being a person who's speaking my truth? And because it makes somebody else uncomfortable, you're telling me that I shouldn't speak my truth? That I should just figure it out? Me, just me, I should figure it out. The best way for me to figure out my truths or issues that I have is to sit with myself and deal with it and talk about it and get it out and navigate through it and move forward from it. But if a person asks me a question on how I got to the place that where I am right now, I'm going to definitely talk about a situation that was a part of my damn ascension. It was a part of my truth. You know what I mean? I think that that's only right. That's me being accountable for myself and accountable for my actions. And the reason why I took responsibility for myself was to protect myself. There's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with you being accountable for you. We supposed to be. Again, this is why our people collectively are in the boat that we're in. We lack accountability. We lack value, understanding value. We don't lack value. We're very valuable people, but we don't even know who we are because we're so busy looking outside of ourselves, the materialistic aspects, things that don't really fucking matter, that can be replaced, the drop of a dime, instead of looking inward and taking accountability for how we act, how we move, how we think, what we listen to, what we eat, what we ingest. Not understanding or overstanding or however you want to quip it, that everything that you do in this life feeds your subconscious. Everything that you do in this life makes you or breaks you. Understanding in this life that if you do have to interact with other people, that you should treat everybody with kindness and dignity and be able to discern the difference. Don't be a pushover. Don't let people mull over you, but also don't be a person who projects so much of your negativity because you're not willing to look inward and deal with your shit. I politely told my mom, look, y'all don't talk to me crazy. I blocked you at a time. You defended a person who intentionally tried to hurt me or wanted to hurt or did hurt me, excuse me, intentionally. Who intentionally said untrue, unfathomable, and toxic things about me in order to tarnish my shine. And you want me to shut my truth down to make that person feel better? No. They need to be accountable for their actions, and they need to take necessary actions to get themselves in a healthy frame of mind so that they can be able to live the best version of their lives. Don't let anybody shut your truth down. Your truth is your truth and you can speak it. There's a lot of people that spread falsehoods for the sense of wanting to sway you one way or the other. But it's up to you to, and I've talked about this in countless podcasts, looking at your discernment, your levels of discernment, looking at that, seeing where you are with it. You know what I mean? And making sure that you are being proactive in your mental health, that you're being proactive in your physical health, that you were proactively looking for solutions to become a better person, whether that's in business, whether that's in love, whether that's in self-love is the best love. So start with that. Absolutely. Love of your family, love of who you are, love of your environment, all of this, all of these things. We had ample time, and we have, and every day you wake up, make no mistake about it, this time that we were in solitude or isolation and people decided they'd rather be out in these streets and around one another and congregate with one another are people that did not take accountability for their actions, or they did take accountability for their actions and now they want to be out in the, you know, they want to be out amongst one another. But a lot of those people, I can tell you this, if they're repeating the same bullshit that they was repeating back in 2019, back before we had to be in isolation or we had to be, you know, indoors because of perpetuated things going on right now. No need to speak on that shit. And they didn't deal with their shit. You can bet your bottom dollar that their levels of accountability are not there. You can bet that. So tell me, have you, the listener, I'm talking to you, what are your thoughts? Have you ever thought about your levels of accountability? Have you ever thought about your truths? Have you ever written these things down and like really analyzed them? I implore you to do so. It's an act of self-care. You being accountable for your actions is an act of self-care. We talk about that so much. Self-care, what does that look like? What does that feel like? A lot of people think it's lighting candles and lighting incense and taking a rose bath or going to the spa or going to get your nails done or going to do whatever you want to do. And to me, it starts with self-evaluation, self, you know, accountable. Each and every day, I am proactively self-caring, if you will. I'm proactively being accountable for my actions, accountable for the things that I say, being mindful, being intentional, being purposeful in each and every word that I spew to you guys. Because I love myself, but I love you guys too. And when you treat yourself a certain way, you show people how to treat you, you know? So if speaking your truth turns people away from you, then those people weren't meant to be in your life anyway. If you being accountable for your actions lands you in a place of isolation and lands you in a place of solitude and having a lot of alone time, then those people weren't meant to be on your journey with you. And that's okay. It's okay. Self-love is the best love. Accountability assists in that. Self-awareness is a beautiful thing. It's so enlightening. It's so refreshing. It gives you purpose. It allows you to move forward with clarity and a sense of pride for yourself. And it also allows you to mindfully, not boastfully, but boldly say, I'm still dope as fuck. Despite all this shit that I've ever been through, despite the fact that people
that I thought were my friends are really not my friends. Relationships that didn't work out. They had to find better for them or somebody else to use or whatever. They didn't resonate with me. But I'm still dope as fuck. I'm going to be over here reading and journaling and self-caring and doing what I need to do to get me to a place to where my soul tribe are called in. But it starts with self. It starts with me. Right now it's 8:40. We about 35 minutes in. You know, typically I don't go over a certain period of time, but I definitely wanted to get my thoughts out on this whole accountability thing. I think it's such an important thing. I think that we don't value that enough, and that's why we're in a place that of confusion. We gotta look inward, man. We gotta see how we're affecting other people, how we're affecting ourselves. You know what I mean? We show people how to treat us by how we treat ourselves. We show people how to treat us by how we think and how we act. And being accountable and being honest with yourself, it starts right there. Once you're honest with yourself, you can walk forward in purpose. And being honest with yourself is simple. Like I said, a journal, journaling is a beautiful thing, man. Like, journaling is such an amazing, freeing thing. And I'll say this, take time and make time. Stop saying you don't have time to do certain things. You have all the time that you make. Everything in this life is a choice. You choose to have certain time. Set aside 5 minutes of your day to at least, excuse me, my sinuses are acting up. It's the fall and we have fall sinuses too. But anyway, take necessary time to journal, to pin down some thoughts, some goals, some how you're feeling today, how you're feeling right now. If you have a journal and you need to go back and take notes, you can come back to this podcast. You can stream it as many times as you want to and take notes of how you're feeling, what you're grateful or thankful, however you want to equip that. You know, things that you want to attain, things that you want to do, things that you have planned for yourself for the day, you know, things in the past that may have hurt your feelings and you trying to navigate that stuff. Write it down. You know what I mean? Write how you want to feel. Dissect it. Do research on it. But most importantly, focus on you. We talk about 2020 was perfect vision and focus. A focus, that's balance. Polarities, balance. Duality, balance. The way you can balance your chakras, balance yourself, is to be accountable for you. Take inventory of what you got going on. And learn how to press forward. Irrefutable accountability is what we were talking about today. And being honest. Be honest with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself amazing and loving, and also shine bright for others too. You know, it's okay to speak to people, it's okay to share kind words, but do it with a pure heart. Accountability is a beautiful thing, y'all. It really is. It really truly is. So we're 39 minutes in. I'm gonna go to 40 for 40 something minutes, and then we're gonna conclude this. But I just wanted to get those thoughts out. As you know, my podcasts are random as fuck. They're super random. You know, whenever I feel like getting on here and recording is when I do it. But as I was looking at some things on social media this morning, it's very gloomy outside. I have my alabaster pyramids on each side of my bed. I've been having these amplified dreams. Oh my gosh, they've been so amplified here lately. Our Mars is in retrograde. We had a new moon last week. And you know, typically I record during the new moons, but we are now in Libra season. Oh my God. I just realized we're in Libra season, which are the scales, which is balance. Ain't that crazy how spirit works? Oh God. When you sit back and you look at things just from a clear perspective, and you try to figure out why you do the things that you do, and you repeat these things to yourself, and then you come to that sense of realization, that is like one of the most rewarding gifts that you can have. But anyway, as you embark on this Libra season, the rest of your September into your October, as we navigate the last few months of this year, 2020, please take an inventory of your accountability for yourself and your actions. Okay? It's for your best interest. And in turn, other people will be affected positively by it, or maybe not so much. But that's okay, because those people weren't meant for you anyway. This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. I am Ailea Nico. These are my thoughts. This is my my random yet very pure thoughts. And hopefully it resonated with you. If so, please, please, please subscribe, rate, pass this podcast on. I haven't been as consistent, but when I get on here, I go on my little tirades and I'm just on and I'm running. But it's an honest conversation. It's a lot of monologues. One of these days it'll be a dialogue, but yeah. If you want to connect with me, my Instagrams are at Ailea Nico. That's at Ailea. N as in Nancy, I-K as in Kick C-O on Instagram. I just hit 19,000 followers, so that's really cool. That's more of my beauty, hair, and just random positive thoughts page. Then I have my vegan page, which I am 6 months vegan. And that has been quite the journey, and I've loved it. I am putting new content up, especially for the fall. Now that we're in the fall, I can do some fall dishes, which is going to be really cool. So I have to upload all of the rest of my wonderful pictures and all of that, but make sure that you're following that. That's Vegan Nico all together. And all of these things are in my bio. And also follow the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. We have an Instagram. It's at Still Dope AF. And follow me on Twitter at Ailea, Ailea Nico, just like my Instagram. But most importantly, love yourself. Love yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be accountable for your actions. And trust me. Trust me, trust me, trust me. You will feel better about your life and about yourself. Clarity is a beautiful, freeing thing. That's what we want in this life, to be clear. Okay? Because when you're clear, you're able to navigate. You're able to see the sun. You're able to see the road ahead of you. And you might not always be able to do it, but at least when you're accountable for your actions, you'll be on that road to freeing yourself. Truly. Okay? Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, as always. This is Still Dope as Fuck podcast. Excuse me. I am Ailea Nico, and I appreciate you so much. So much. I abound in gratitude. Take care.